The following is intended for bizarre audiences only. Welcome to the Midnight Library. Irma, sweetheart. Listen. Mr. Darling is in a deep hibernation trance, so you are going to usher our guest to the third reading room down the second hallway. Do you understand? Good girl. No, you can't nip at them if they don't move quickly enough. No, you can't lick them to see if you like the taste of them. Yes, you can play Guess That Smell with them. Although, I'm guessing they may not understand you or the rules. I mean, there has to be some fun in this for you, right, Sugar Booger? Welcome to the Midnight Library, my dear guests. Thank you for agreeably following our little Irma to the reading room this evening. Mr. Darling is partaking of a bit of deep, restful sleep in his den, although he did kindly pen a beautiful note and tacked it to the outside of his door, something about warning intruders of being bit in the face? Perhaps I read that wrong. Now, yes, Miss Price? The smell? Well, I couldn't say. What do you think it is? Oh, my. I'll not repeat that to the room, but it is a perfect guess. And I can tell you that as you choose a treat from our hospitality tray, that you are obligated to eat whatever Irma has placed on the crimson saucer. I'm sorry, I don't make the rules. Anyway, I am your honored host, Miranda Merrick, and tonight is a special event in which I graciously refamiliarize everyone with our lovely sponsors. Well, when I say sponsors, of course I mean friends of the Midnight Library. And they are mostly, of course, the Broom and Fang Pub, Grimm's Grocers, and the fabulous League of Lady Gravediggers, plus a few wild cards that we're also very fond of. Let's begin, shall we? Our first pair of shadowy business partners offered to help you on your spiritual journey during our reading on the first spiritualist, the Foxy Fox Sisters. Our very first sponsors of the season were the League of Lady Gravediggers and the Broom and Fang Pub. Tonight's reading in the Midnight Library is proudly brought to you by the League of Lady Gravediggers. So, you'd like to hold a little seance, but you lack some key components. You'd like to get that clear response. For this, you'll need proponents. Luckily, we know some ladies with an endless supply of resources. They have connections direct to Hades. They'll put you in touch with dark forces. The League of Lady Gravediggers can supply you with ghoulish goods. Talking skulls and dead man's hands, they'll dig them up out of our woods. Get a demon or two to tip that table. Get a ghost to cause breathing spasms. Get a ghoul disguised as your Aunt Mabel, and a free bucket of ectoplasm. They have grave goods you can afford. Just write out your list of requests. Contact them by phone or Ouija board. Our grave-digging ladies are the best. Call the League of Lady Gravediggers at 976-DITCH-WITCHES. The League of Lady Gravediggers can currently be found on Saturday afternoons in Possum Park as they partake in their hobby of ladies fast-pitch softball with our handsome Mr. Darling as their coach. You're welcome to come and cheer them on from the bleachers this weekend when they take on the Little Nuns of St. Nubbin's Church, coached by Father Philbrook. We predict a bloodbath. Tonight's reading at the Midnight Library is brought to you by the Broom and Fang Pub. Do come later, we beseech you. After this reading, we will meet you. Park on Baker and walk down Bar. Look for the circle around the star. Descend the steps and tap on the door. A voice will ask what you've come for. Whisper just loud enough to be heard. Merrick's Mayhem is the secret password. Now inside the Broom and Fang Pub, a seance rules the secret nightclub. See Ms. Merrick, the queen of the table. Try not to faint if you're able. Dare hold her hand or darling's paw, or feel the heat of a demon's claw. See called forth from the great beyond, newly dead guests of which we were fond. Hear darling howl a happy greeting when he sees a guest he remembers eating. He says he regrets his being so vicious, but it is their fault for being delicious. We hope you find your way to the Broom and Fang later on tonight. In addition to the seance, it's also wrestling night. Climb into the ring and wrestle with your demons before the cheering crowd. You know whose side we're on. We'll see you at the Broom and Fang Pub. Our second reading of the season featured the life and times of Bram Stoker. And you received a fancy invitation to the Broom and Fang Pub, followed by the eerie revelation of our prized possession of the author-haunted book, Dracula. If you're looking for a little real-life dark romance, tonight's reading is brought to you by the Broom and Fang Pub. So it's another solo late night, and you're feeling a lonely pang. We invite you along to date night, on down at the Broom and Fang. Ride with us or arrive on your own, grab a drink and a seat at the bar. There's no need to be all alone, if you're willing to meet the bizarre. Sip some wine with a girl with a tail. Dance with a strange man in a cloak. Meet a spirit who is beyond the pale. Meet a demon made entirely of smoke. Have a bite with darling's brother in a booth in our secret saloon. If you find you're not into each other, you can trade him in for a goon. We'll never tell who you're alone with in the creepiest Lonely Hearts Club. We just want to see who you go home with on date night at the Broom and Fang Pub. Date night at the Broom and Fang Pub will feature actual Bloody Marys, goblin snot shots, and witch's milk wine. If you become tipsy, Mr. Darling will drive you home safely in his classic hearse, the Studebaker Undertaker. We'll see you down at the Broom and Fang Pub. Tonight's reading at the Midnight Library is brought to you by the first run, first edition of Dracula, both written and signed by Bram Stoker. The eerie yellow cloth-bound book with deep red gothic lettering would like you to know just how far it is out of your league. Impossibly high and far away, upon a gleaming shelf, resting on a gilded tray in a casket by itself. Dracula, the master's book, holds the writer's fearsome spirit. Your eyes will never get a look you've no hope of getting near it. The book, you see, was willed to us by none other than Mr. Stoker. His spirit is quietly thrilled with us to be its eternal broker. Brahm and his book are aware that you're here, but never intend to meet you. They only care to watch and sneer, while some other monster eats you. You may love to hate many a book, dear guests, but only the original Dracula by Bram Stoker hates you first. We just thought you'd like to know. Now, you may recall, dear guest, that our third venture of the season further explored the nature of vampires and blood-drinking cults, and our helpful sponsors, Grimm's Grocers and the League of Lady Gravediggers, offered imported and exotic blood samples and a place to discard your empties. Tonight's reading at the Midnight Library is proudly brought to you by Grimm's Grocers. If you happen to be a certain kind of a damned and cursed breed, Grimm's has what you have in mind. Grimm's carries just what you need. Flash your fangs in the burgundy section in the aisle of imported fine wines. You'll be escorted in the right direction for samples from vintage bloodlines. Grimm's Grocers has blood from long before, all bottled and labeled by type. From donors from France to Singapore, whose veins were impeccably ripe. There's an endless array for you to discover, from fresh blood to classic antique. Tip back the blood of a hot Latin lover and put the color back into your cheeks. Perhaps you're craving German type O to wash down your sour Braten. Or type A Italian in your cappuccino. Grimm's has the best to be gotten. If you're a choosy vampire on the loose, visit Grimm's Cosmopolitan Plasma Isle, where you'll find imported blood-infused food and drinks from around the world. This week, try Boris's boiled blood from Borneo. It's guaranteed to have some sort of effect. All customers must sign a waiver and agree to only consume Boris's boiled blood at least 20 miles from the village. Grimm's Grocers at the corner of Vincent and Price. In regards to tonight's other sponsor, I should like to make the following retort to address the rumor that we in the Midnight Library are, vampire sympathizers. That rumor is pure speculation, gossip, and hearsay. We are, however, proud to offer anyone who may need, for any reason, the services of the League of Lady Gravediggers. If you happen to be in possession of a body that's drained of its blood, we know some girls by profession who will hide it way down in the mud. Once you've had your transfusion and your friend has gone stiff with rigor, get the girls who are into collusion. Call the League of Lady Gravediggers. When your donor's about to expire, and their carcass is in need of reaping, they don't care if you're a vampire. They just want that corpse for safekeeping. The ladies will dig a nice crater, 'cause the flesh and the bones are still good. We might not want them later, but we might know a werewolf who would. If you are able to go out in daylight, you can meet the ladies in person any Saturday in Possum Park. Approach the League of Lady Gravediggers without fear.
Those are bats and shovels they're carrying, not wooden stakes. Or call from the comfort of your casket for courteous quick pickup and no questions asked service for cadaver removal without approval. Call 976 Ditch Witches.
Those of you with a fondness for fungi are no doubt still feeling the effects of purchasing your mushroom selection at Grimm's Grocers, and still in a state of euphoria from partaking of the varieties dug up by the League of Lady Gravediggers. Tonight's reading in the Midnight Library is proudly brought to you by Grimm's Grocers. If you happen to be the magical sort who can eat all the toadstools like candy, Grimm's is a veritable toadstool resort with the deadliest ones kept handy. They know you need them for dubious acts, to cast spells and to meet with the wicked, to appear in a nightmare so you can attack, to right wrongs against you committed. Stinkhorns to witch butter to funeral bells, so many disgusting by far. Sold at Grimm's but grown in hell, and hermetically sealed in a jar. Just wear a mushroom or toadstool pin on your collar, your hat, or lapel. A goblin stock boy with a fiendish grin will escort you down where they dwell. Way beneath the basement of Grimm's, it's so hot below where they've got 'em. So deep you can hear the demons sing hymns, and you'll get a red-hot bottom. Fill your cart before the jars blow up, and dash up and ask for Kathleen. The stench alone would make Satan throw up, but not their clerk number 13. On special this week at Grimm's, if you're ready for a wild ride, try Fiona's Flying Ointment, 4 hours of in-flight comfort and vivid beyond-the-veil visions. Fiona's Flying Ointment is available in 2 floral scents, corpse flower and cemetery roses. Pick up a weasel skullful today. Put just a dab, well, you know, choosy witches choose Fiona's Flying Ointment. A behind-the-counter item only at Grimm's Grocers on the corner of Vincent and Price. If you are in the habit of foraging for your own mysterious mushrooms, you may like to know tonight's reading and the magical goodies on the hospitality tray are brought to you by the League of Lady Gravediggers. So you've been hunting high and low on the trees and forest floor for a kind of mushroom, and you know just the sort you're looking for. It's pink on top of a dark red stem. Or was it the other way around? Was it dry or coated in gray phlegm? In a log or on the ground? The League of Lady Gravediggers are expert mushroom finders. It's another part of their repertoire, but there is just one reminder. Big Lou's almost always right, and Penny's pretty good. So if you dare to take a bite, your death is a likelihood. You really shouldn't worry, though, 'cause they'll bury you with care. The ladies'll tend your grave, you know, planting mushrooms everywhere. The League of Lady Gravediggers would like to thank everyone who showed up to cheer them on at their softball game in Possum Park last weekend. And they assure you that there is no truth to the rumor that their former jersey designer is buried under third base. He moved away. To get the girls who sure know how to shovel it, call 976 Ditch Witches. In our grim reading on Greyfriars Kirkyard, we were pleased to entice you with a secret way for you to get deep inside the haunted graveyard, courtesy of the League of Lady Gravediggers. And our kindly old Father Philbrook offered a special way to make your funeral the spooky spectacle it should be. Now, about those grave professionals. Tonight's reading in the Midnight Library is covertly brought to you by the League of Lady Gravediggers. Once, to Greyfriars Kirkyard you could go if you had up and died, but all this ended long ago, your chance to get inside. The necropolis to you is closed, your dead carcass turned away. Before your corpse has decomposed, let us offer another way. The grave-digging ladies reject the rules that bar you from a plot. The League of Ladies are the ghouls who will steal you a place to rot. They'll sneak inside, dig up, and eject some old cadaver from their pit, then toss you in with great respect and make it look legit. The ladies regret they can't guarantee the length of your Greyfriars stay, 'cause someone always wants to be in the spot where your bones lay. The League of Ladies will return one eve and dig up your bones from the ground, twang your carcass up into a tree until some other grave is found. The League of Lady Gravediggers would like to thank Sherwood's Sharpening Service for keeping their shovels razor sharp and able to slice right through roots, rocks, vines, and the occasional bone. If you are in need of the shifty services of the League of Lady Gravediggers, call 976-DITCH-WITCHES. Let's take a moment to offer a service that will ensure that you and your funeral will never be forgotten. Tonight's reading in the Midnight Library is brought to you by Father Philbrook's Funerary Secret Service, where your true afterlife wishes are guaranteed. Why should the fun end just because your life has? For a nominal fee, Father Philbrook can make your funeral the supernatural spectacle it should be, with three fabulous funeral services. Basic service includes a mysterious mourner impeccably dressed in the finest ebony attire, who will weep incessantly during your open casket gathering. Upgraded service includes the addition of an infant, also in black attire, carried by the adult mourner. The infant will also cry incessantly during your open casket gathering. And the ultimate service comes complete with both the adult and infant mourners who will also attend your graveside service, plus three enormous jet black ravens that will alight upon your closed casket and peck vehemently on your casket lid, whilst squawking loudly and continually. The crying infant, adult mourner, and ravens are guaranteed to drown out any eulogizer. Any attempts to shoo the ravens away will result in those persons being pecked and bitten by the ravens. For an additional fee, the infant can be made to bite also. Call today and arrange a funeral they'll never forget. Call Father Philbrook's Funerary Secret Service at 666-LAST-LAUGH. That's 666-LASTLAF. In our mindful reading on beheadings, the League of Lady Gravediggers showed off their versatile burial skills and even invited you down to Possum Park. While six severed heads, totally from somewhere else, enticed you with eternal vision through decapitation. There's still 3 positions available, by the way. We've heard. And now a word from tonight's sponsor, the League of Lady Gravediggers. The League of Lady Gravediggers use all manner of gravedigging skills. Bodies whole and divided are their muse, any old how they were killed. Drown in a swamp or stomped by a goon, the ladies will search for that stiff. They'll search as they drift in a hot air balloon to find the ones pitched off a cliff. They gather the hetzed, the ripped, and the shredded, the deceased in a group or alone. They do like tending the newly beheaded, they love when they let out a groan. Burials for all, unless you're the gifted, and your head becomes library staff. Your body gets buried, but your head will be lifted to foresee on Ms. Merrick's behalf. Be sure to predict the witch's good luck. Be sure to be a useful chatterbox. And don't yammer on about the love life of ducks, or you'll end up in an attic hatbox. The League of Lady Gravediggers would like to invite you down to Possum Park for a fall softball exhibition game. Gather your friends to make up a team and take a swing at a pitch from Big Lou. Mind you, she's 6'2" and pitches at 92 miles per hour. Her last 3 attempted batters were lovingly buried here in our woods. If you've got something that needs to be buried, call the girls who dig as fast as they pitch at 976-DITCH-WITCHES. Speaking of life, if you would like to live to eternity, our additional sponsor of tonight's reading in the Midnight Library is not brought to you by the 6 severed soothsaying heads that are totally not here in the Midnight Library. It's true that we once fell under the spell of Ms. Merrick's lovely grandmothers. But she became an evil bombshell, nothing like her kindly others. So why would you want to take our place and lop off your head for this witch? Well, she does have a certain spooky grace. Let us give you our very best pitch. Once your head is cut loose, the fun begins. You're not dead, but more fully alive. You see demons and ghosts and hear violins. And there's nothing that you can't survive. Number 3 was chucked into the fireplace and bounced out with a mouth full of ash. Number 4 was dropped into a pit of snakes and bit the biggest one right in half. You eat all you like and never gain weight. It just falls out your neck with your drink. Ms. Merrick is weird, but her magic is great, and she's not nearly as bad as you think. Who wrote? The Divine Decapitated 6 invite you to stroll over to meet Mr. Cutlass and have a pet of his strong wooden beams and admire his razor-sharp blade that is best viewed from the bottom up. Just to have a little lie down there and see how it feels. Go ahead. Now hurry to get to the head of the line before all 6 slots are taken. What silliness. Our 7th venture took place inside the Broom and Fang pub, and kind of happened to our dear friends, the Loremen. There were, of course, no sponsors for the evening, as many of them were live attendees. There were also some dead guests. If you would like to revisit this otherworldly experience in the Broom and Fang, we suggest the use of modern technology, or perhaps witchcraft. Our heartfelt reading featuring Winchester House was thoughtfully brought to you by the Midnight Library. And our offer still stands. Seriously, call our state agents. Tonight's reading in the Midnight Library is tastefully brought to you by the Midnight Library, reminding you that if you have recently inherited a large sum of money that is so overwhelming to you that you are tempted to begin building an unfathomably large and weird house, well, that we already have one that you are welcome to occupy. We'll mind your money and use just a little bit of it to keep the Midnight Library open for our wonderful guests, and you, well, you can have full run of the Midnight Library. That's right. Wander beyond the cordoned off areas, tease the wolf pups, taunt the spirits, venture into the guest rooms, disturb the sacred graves, insult the staff, and march into the caves below, dash into Mr. Darling's den without knocking, do anything you like for as long as you can. I mean, as long as you like. We'll be happy to take you in. Just get in touch with our gentleman estate agents, Snively and Whiplash. Well, my dear guests, we've reached the end of our fun-filled sponsor showcase. We do hope you'll consider being patrons of each of them and make use of their unique products and special services. On behalf of Mr. Darling and myself, thank you so much for visiting the Midnight Library this evening. Oh, and whoever it was among you that thoughtfully gave our little Irma the flying monkey doll, that was extremely kind of you. It's the only gift she's ever received from a human person. Please allow Irma to see you safely to the door, and we hope you make your way home safely, of course. Good night, my dear guests. Good night. Irma, sweetie, who gave you the flying monkey doll? Come on, you can tell me. I want to reward them. Ms. Price. The one who lost the game of Guess That Smell. Oh dear, she ate the treat on the crimson saucer. It's okay. I'll reverse the spell it's put on her. By next week, she'll have her normal shadow back. And not whatever you chose for her. What shadow is it, by the way? A duck. You know what? On second thought, maybe we'll leave it. This magical season of the Midnight Library is craftily brought to you by our phenomenal spooky lovely patrons. To join them in the cordoned off areas, simply visit patreon.com/midnightlibrary. Be sure to check your spam folder for a welcome from me, as our unique email address often gets us banished. We would like to thank every spooky soul at Astonishing Legends and the master of music, Chris, from Sounds Like an Earful. Our delightfully disturbed Midnight Library merch can be found at redbubble.com/people/midnightlibrary.